The second richest man in the world just made a huge Bitcoin move. This $1.9 trillion company is now being forced to vote on whether or not to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. All of this came just two measly days before Microsoft conducts the vote on putting Bitcoin on their balance sheet. And on top of all this, it's not the first time this founder has been connected to Bitcoin. So, is this the start of major corporations FOMOing into Bitcoin? And is this the start of the corporate FOMO for 2025? Let's dive into it here. And of course, the company that we are diving into is Amazon. Amazon released this on Sunday that the shareholders have requested that the board conduct an assessment to determine if adding Bitcoin to the company's treasury is the best long-term interest of its shareholders. Well, you might be asking yourself, all right, is this just a viral clip from a letter that I picked up on Twitter? No, major mainstream media is now catching up on it now. And a big driver of this is because of MicroStrategy. So Michael Saylor's impact, as my buddy Jim has said from Cascader here in the chat, he didn't fully understand this until Saylor explained it. It makes sense to hedge your vulnerability to expected future earnings with treasury assets as Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the best asset that there actually is. It's the best appreciating asset that there could possibly be. So as Jim is saying in the chat, and many others around the globe are starting to pay attention to what MicroStrategy is doing and how holding on his Bitcoin balance sheet has seen the stock outperform Amazon by 537% in this previous year. Let's back up for that a second. 537% outperforming Amazon, one of the biggest and largest companies in the world. As I went over it a little bit here earlier, Amazon, $1.9 trillion. That's the fifth largest company in the world. Do you see MicroStrategy on here? I don't, right? So all of what these shareholders are realizing is that MicroStrategy, its Bitcoin play, has severely given the best performing asset, the best return of any company in the world right now when it comes to their stock performance. What do shareholders want? Shareholders want their stock and their value of what they're holding to go up. But I mentioned this earlier. Jeff Bezos, he plays a very interesting role into all this because we do know Jeff Bezos is the second richest man in the world. So we've got Elon here who's spoken a little bit about Bitcoin previously. He has gotten into a lot of the Dogecoin. We've got Mark Zuckerberg on here, who's also, you know, obviously got Meta and everything else, but he's created his own crypto. And where in all this is Michael Saylor? If I could type, we could maybe find him on here. But he's way, way down here, and we'll have to even load more, and we can't even find him. He's not even in the top five. But regardless, Jeff Bezos, way up there on as far as like the world's billionaires go. But his connection to Michael Saylor cannot be denied. He was seen on Michael Saylor's yacht with his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, not too long ago for Saylor's birthday. And they were just caught hanging out on Saylor's yacht. It makes you think they were talking about Bitcoin at that point in time. But with all this too, Saylor, around that time, Jeff Bezos was also selling a significant stake of his Amazon shares. So Bezos has been dumping Amazon shares. He sold $1.3 billion worth in a week, and he sold $3.4 billion in the month of November alone. And he's offloaded a total of $5.1 billion since July of this year. So why is Jeff Bezos potentially selling all this stock? You know, a lot of these rich people like to do things with their money. He's not just going to sit on this pile of cash. He's not putting it in his bank account. He's definitely putting it to work. So there's a lot of theories out there that Jeff Bezos could potentially be Mr. 100. Now, who is Mr. 100? It's this Bitcoiner, this undisclosed Bitcoiner who has been purchasing up over 100 Bitcoin a day. And as you could see, right around the time Jeff Bezos started selling his stock, his Amazon stock, this wallet has now gone from zero to nearly 60,000 Bitcoin in a single wallet. Now, I'm not all for the conspiracy theories, so unless this actually comes out, I'm not quite sure that this is Mr. 100, is Jeff Bezos. But it's an interesting little theory here that Jeff Bezos, one, gets spotted on Michael Saylor's yacht. He sells Amazon shares. Somebody starts buying up Bitcoin into a giant wallet, and now Amazon shareholders are looking to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Now, what I lined out here earlier is that Michael Saylor has a lot of, you know, influence here. So who is Michael Saylor? We all know the Giggle Chad himself, MicroStrategy. He's been hitting the pavement hard, getting their Bitcoin boosted in reserves past corporate giants like IBM and Nike. Everybody's taking notice as to what Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy are doing. And the main reason why is a lot of these rich people are very competitive. They see the businesses booming. Shareholders, they're all competing for investors, shareholders, all of that in the public markets. And so Bezos and others alike are looking at this and saying, okay, look at how much return Michael Saylor was able to get. And look at this yield of $13.4 billion in unrealized gains in this Bitcoin strategy that MicroStrategy has, you know, been able to implement. And on top of all that, Michael Saylor does not stop buying, and it will continue to keep going up at a rapid pace. So with all of that, MicroStrategy and, you know, Amazon as to the size of it are, you know, completely running under the radar. So many major corporations are also starting to look at corporate strategies when it comes to Bitcoin as well. We have Apple, who we just showed you guys, the top market cap company here, are at the time of this, this thing. I think Nvidia might have passed them now, but Apple as well has been lined out as making quiet crypto plays. So a lot of these Bitcoin, or a lot of these companies, are keeping an eye onto what MicroStrategy is doing, and other companies are looking at what Microsoft is doing as well, right? So there's going to be a big FOMO, I think, not only of corporations getting into Bitcoin, but also billionaires, right? We've seen Michael Saylor start to creep up towards Jeff Bezos. We've seen others start to creep up and really get interested into Bitcoin as we're seeing the massive amounts of return. They can take a little bit more risk. You know, all these rich guys, for better or for worse, they have their own pride against them, right? They have pride as to whether or not they are the richest. They're doing the smartest things with their money. I mean, good for them. They've all made their wealth within this fiat system. And so on top of all of that, you know, why are all these people, you know, paying close attention? Because Michael Saylor's making waves. And on top of all that, he bought more Bitcoin today. He also released that, you know, they're acquiring more every single day, and at $2.1 billion, he's buying at $99,000 per Bitcoin, and he's continued to accumulate Bitcoin, and he's got this, you know, still at about $60,000 purchasing power per Bitcoin. But as I stated a little bit earlier throughout this, is that Microsoft shareholders are to vote on this Bitcoin investment proposal tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to be a huge, hugely significant day where Saylor, I presented on it previously, had a different live stream about it, where Saylor presented to Microsoft shareholders in, I think, about like a less than 5 minutes. He presented 58 total slides about all of the benefits of putting Bitcoin on their balance sheet could be for Microsoft. So we're seeing that vote come tomorrow. We've got Amazon now, shareholders pleading to the board. That's right, pleading to the board to please consider putting Bitcoin on its balance sheet because of all of this. But I've lined it out here. Okay, so it's Amazon, Microsoft, and who else could be a potential big company that could be the next MicroStrategy? Will there ever be another MicroStrategy? It is an interesting question and a thought experiment here because, you know, there the Bitcoin is the ego test, as my boy Jim is saying in the chat here. And we will see if any of these other CEOs develop this. But is there another company that could implement this? Because Michael Saylor has a very unique aspect of MicroStrategy where he controls majority of the board. He can make a lot of these decisions where a lot of these giant corporation billionaires cannot. Is there another company that could do that? Spoiler alert, there is. It's Meta. Mark Zuckerberg, for better or for worse, now owns or concurrently owns 61% of the total vote, although he only owns 13% of the stock. So they've pleaded to Mark Zuckerberg, excuse me, to change his voting structure since 2014. But Zuck has always kept the power. And it's interesting that he's done this. Now, obviously, you want to keep controllable power of your own company so you can make a lot of these decisions. But will Mark Zuckerberg, who's also invested in Libra and a lot of other, you know, shitcoin tokens for better or for worse, will he start to look at this and be a potential next player when it comes to Bitcoin? I don't know, but it is an interesting little thought experiment here where we could see in 2025, if you were to tell me earlier this year that we, on top of the ETFs, we would have the potential of a Bitcoin strategic reserve in the US, we'd have a corporation as large as Microsoft talking about putting Bitcoin on a strategic reserve, and on top of that, Amazon doing all this, I would have told you you're absolutely crazy. And so the FOMO seems to be seeping in here. And on top of all that, you know, I mentioned Meta, right? How much cash reserves do they have on their balance sheet? Well, they've got a cash reserves of $43.85 billion and short-term investments of another $65.5 million and a total of $256.4 billion in Meta's total assets. So it does have room to put at least, you know, 10 billion, maybe 20 billion, 30, 40 billion into Bitcoin right off the bat and bring this onto the balance sheet of Meta. So on top of all this, right, we can go back to this, you know, market cap that we were looking at here of all these different companies. We have Apple potentially making a quiet play, but we have Amazon and Meta potentially looking at big, giant Bitcoin-related plays, as well as Microsoft. So out of these top seven companies, we've got two for sure voting on it, and we've got a third that has a potential, and we've got Apple, who's been dipping their toe into the Bitcoin ecosystem here slowly but surely. So it's all coming here. Like Greg's take here is saying, the sharks are in the water. We can all get along just fine. It's definitely true. We could all get along. Bitcoin is for everyone. If it wasn't going to survive this, the corporation FOMO that we have potentially coming in and much, much more, then Bitcoin wasn't going to survive at all. So on top of all this, we're seeing billionaires start to come in. We're going to see the billionaire FOMO. But on top of all this news, man, Bitcoin still just kind of floating around that 100K mark. We're crab walking here, sitting at 96K, not quite above, or 97, excuse me, not quite above that 100K mark just yet, but it is looking positive as we're going into the new year because of all the things that I lined out here, right? We have the ETFs almost a full year into the ETFs being launched. They were launched this year in January. Now we'll have a full year of investors just seeing massive amounts of return. FOMO of that is sitting on the sidelines waiting to get back in. Now we have nation state FOMO, governments. You know, we could have potentially weak hands in these investors buying these ETFs, but are governments going to have weak hands? I don't really think so. I think that they're going to be the ones that do a lot of research into what Bitcoin is, see the strategic reserve potential, and utilize that to help their country prosper. And so the nation state FOMO, the corporation FOMO is also coming, where we're seeing Michael Saylor and a lot of these major corporations who have massive amounts of cash reserves that have just been sitting there earning nothing, start to buy into Bitcoin. And then on top of that, we have, you know, retail FOMO as well. So everybody is now keeping a very close eye onto Bitcoin. And, you know, we've got also, you know, major corporations, you know, coming on to Bitcoin here in 2025. And my buddy Jim in the chat from Cascader is asking, what's the MENA announcement? Excuse me, there's a Bitcoin conference going on in Dubai currently. Some former NFL players go in there. We got Antonio Brown. We got a lot of big names. I think in this conference that they're going to announce one sovereign nation has been mining Bitcoin for a long time. In my opinion, I think it's probably going to be Saudi or somebody who's very oil dense, maybe one of the BRICS nations, because they've been kind of touting their foot into the crypto industry and Bitcoin to a greater extent, crypto to a lesser extent, that, you know, the BRICS tossed around potentially getting their own cryptocurrency to do trade. Obviously, that got no legs. And so we've had, you know, Turkey announce that they would be accepting Bitcoin in international trade. No trade has been made that we've known in Bitcoin. But I think that more and more governments are going to start to be looking into a Bitcoin policy or mining Bitcoin or using as a strategic reserve. It's going to be a part of a budget or something along those lines in 2025. And I think it's Saudi Arabia there. But, you know, with all this being said, the best way to store your Bitcoin is not through an ETF, is not to bank on these governments to hold it for you and to not use a third party. The power of Bitcoin is to hold it yourself. And you can do that by utilizing Stampseed. You don't want to have it on a piece of paper. You don't want to have the risk of potentially drinking some water here and then spilling it on yourself, spilling it on your seed phrase, and then you can't access your generational wealth. So you can go to Stampseed.com. You can buy anything. You could even buy the 100K milestone plate. There's only 210 available. So get one for a Christmas gift, stocking stuffer. You can use promo code GREENCANDLE to get 15% off your entire order. And on top of all that, if you're worried about potentially buying Bitcoin, potentially cold stored your Bitcoin, potentially moving forward with anything like that, check out the boys at thebitcoinway.com. You can go visit thebitcoinway.com/greencandle. Click that enter button. You'll be brought right to their calendar, and you can get a free 30-minute consultation with the boys at Bitcoin Way. So they've got time zones all over. They've got people working all over the globe, time zones all over the place. They're working hard to help you get your Bitcoin off an exchange, help you get your computer right so there's no cybersecurity issues. And if you're looking for it, helping you get a Plan B passport. So let's review all of the order of events that we went over today. We've got Amazon looking to vote as to whether or not to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. We've got Microsoft voting here tomorrow. Very big news tomorrow, voting to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. We've got the potential of Meta putting Bitcoin on their balance sheet with Mark Zuckerberg being a major shareholder. And we have the GigaChad himself, Michael Saylor, MicroStrategy, buying more Bitcoin, announcing it this morning. So with all that being said, Bitcoin is now seeing the potential of corporation FOMO here in 2025. So it's going to be an amazing ride. So let's buckle up, smash the like button, smash the subscribe button, tell your friends to tell a friend, and come join the Green Candle Party, because 2025 is going to be an absolutely huge year. So see you guys all at the next one.